In the early 1990s, something began to happen to India's vultures. Once, tens of millions of these birds filled the skies. Then, suddenly, they began to die out. In less than a decade, the three most common Indian vulture species declined by more than 95%. The Oriental white-backed vulture population, once the most common large bird of prey in the world, fell by an incredible 99.9%. It was one of the fastest population collapses of any bird species in history. Scientists eventually traced the cause of the decline to a pain-killing drug called diclofenac, which was used to treat sick livestock. Although safe for cows, it is deadly to vultures. Any vulture feeding on the flesh of a cow treated with diclofenac soon becomes ill. Millions of vultures died as a result. To stop the decline, India's government banned the drug's use on animals in 2006. Today, the country's vulture decline is slowing. Conservationists are now worried something similar may be happening in Africa. The continent has already lost one of its 11 vulture species, and 7 others are endangered. As with India, a major threat is poisoning. In rural communities, it is common for herders to lose cows and other livestock to predators. When a lion attacks and kills a cow, the farmers often put poison in the cow's carcass. This kills the lion when it returns to feed. However, vultures also die from the poison when they feed off a poisoned carcass. Researchers believe this may be the cause of over 60% of vulture deaths across Africa. Hopefully, Africa can learn from India's recent successes. Vultures may not be cute, say conservationists, but they are one of nature's most important scavengers. Without protection, Africa's vultures may be extinct within the next 50 to 100 years.